guys, and welcome to episode 6 of the Fazbee and Jazz podcast. I'm Jazz.
Bah.
What was that?
Bah.
What are you doing?
I'm a minion, I'm not Fazbee. Fazbee.
On today's podcast, we will be talking about one of our favorite shows, CID.
A dive into our childhood, and we talk about some of the most famous and some of the most loved cartoons that we all used to watch when we were children.
And to end it all, three things that guys never try at a salon.
So here we go.
Let's dive right in.
Bah. Bah.
Remember this tune, right?
Yeah.
This is from CID. And this show has been going on for 19 years. That's a big achievement for Indian television. I'm 18.
We are both 18. So this show has been on. It's been there since before we were born. It's still going on. And the sad part is, although we all have fond memories of CID, everyone knows the stereotypical jokes on as to how Daya just breaks doors, breaks human beings in half, and God knows what, slaps them. And the best part about CID was, my favorite part about CID was how ACP Pradyuman would tell Daya to slap the villain, and then as soon as he slaps him, the camera suddenly pans into the CID headquarters and he starts going, "Man, I'm Scorpio, man."
And there's always that mark on his face from the slap.
From the slap, yeah. So anyway, we all have very fond memories of CID, and the sad part is this. They started out with English names, okay? The episodes from the beginning, just for your information, they have had 1,425 episodes and running.
Oh my god.
So it is officially the longest running television show in Indian history. But they started out with Kissa Zeher Ka, part 1 and part 2, episodes 1 and 2. Followed by a lot of episodes which had decent English names, okay? Things which you can understand. But I don't know what happened. After a point, all their episodes which used to begin with the case of turned into
Raaz Qatil Hathiyar Ka,
Bhootiya Khooni,
Kissa Pagal Aashik Ka,
Raaz Risk Band Killer Ka,
X-Ray Suraag Ka.
Where? Oh my god. Raaz Khooni Ke Kidnap Ka. Ganesh Utsav Special. CID had a Ganesh Utsav Special, yes.
Kidney Mein Bullet.
Bandra Fair Mein Saryaam Maut. The episodes sound more like a threat rather than a episode name.
And most of them are the Raz's, like.
Yeah.
Raaz Roshan Ke Chashme Ka. Touchscreen,
eh? Oh, episode 801 of CID was Abhijit Ki Maa.
Oh, there is one episode of CID which ran for 10 parts. Abhijit Ke Raha Rahasya Abhijit Ka.
Part 10.
It ran for 10 parts.
So,
oh my god. Ahmedabad Mein Daya Farar. He just ran away. Nahi chahiye ACP. The question still remains. Kuch to gadbad hai Daya, kuch to gadbad hai.
Daal mein kuch kala hai. Main racist nahi hu. No, but I honestly feel he's been very racist for the last 19 years.
ACP?
Yeah, because he could have easily said any other color but black.
Shivaji Satam.
Jason Statham. he's like the poor man's Jason Statham. Like, he's fat now, so he can't run around a lot.
Imagine him.
So no. And the funny part is, Jason Statham had a movie called The Transporter, uh-huh. But Shivaji Satam is so fat for an ACP, his movie would be called The Transported.
Like that.
Funny man.
But whatever you say, CID is always gonna have a special place in Indian television history as one of the longest running television shows with so many episodes.
It will never be greater than Suryavansham.
Suryavansham is a movie. What?
Yeah, but set max.
I came to Dushal's house yesterday over lunch and we were discussing cartoons, and we just realized we spent our whole childhood watching cartoons. But some great cartoons existed.
I was a very accomplished person. I didn't. I would study also.
Yeah, and put food into shoes.
That is later on. don't reveal all my secrets.
But we have to tell this now.
Later.
Rushal couldn't eat food from his plate. So he filled it in the shoe because his mom didn't want him to waste.
I was a kid, okay? I did a lot of nonsense as a kid. And I'm proud of it.
But mainly cartoons.
Anyway, yes.
You were a cartoon though.
No.
Yes.
What cartoon?
One fat big bumbo.
I was the proverbial GR.
GR. There's so many bullies, man. Yeah, there's that Pete from Mickey Mouse. Remember Pete?
I never really
what are you doing?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I used to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. But I was more into like...
Miska! Muska! Mickey Mouse! And then like when he has to call for a tool, he'll be like, oh, Toodles!
I was really into... Doraemon and Shin-chan for some reason.
I remember watching Phineas and Ferb. But if we talk about way back when we were really young, I remember some great cartoons like...
I was like an obese Shin-chan.
Dexter's Laboratory. You remember that one?
Yeah, then Bill and Mandy. What is that guy?
Yeah. Grim Reaper. Then, that was dark, but like...
No, now that
so
you think
funny.
Of it, Courage the Cowardly Dog was really dark.
Really dark, dude.
And,
oh my god.
And Nobita was a real...
Muriel!
Nobita.
Muriel!
Oh, why do you have to always do that?
But dude, he's cramped like that.
No, then Nobita was a real pervert.
Why?
You go and stand out of Shizuka's bathroom window to stare.
Oh, Shizuka. Did you watch Doraemon in Hindi?
I did.
Hey!
No, but now that you think of it, even Shin-chan was a problem.
My mother did not let me watch Shin-chan. Dude, I remember.
Kids in Japan, they actually banned Shin-chan in Japan because like kids actually were watching it and getting so influenced by it. They were becoming like him.
I think when I was like 11 years old, I had malaria and I was in the hospital. And there was a lady in the ward beside me. Okay, like my mom, when she got bored sitting with me, which she usually did, she went and spoke to her, and she used to talk about her family and things like that. They started talking about all these cartoons, and she's like, mere pati aur mere bacche mujhe Mitzi bulate hai.
Mitzi!
Harry!
Even they had a dog also.
Yeah.
What was the name of the dog?
Shinzo.
Shinzo.
No, Shinzo was
No.
From Ninja Hattori.
That was Shishimaru.
Oh.
He ate up all the noodles.
Shishimaru.
I remember.
Yeah, I remember you relate to Shishimaru.
I'm not Shishimaru. I told you I'm an obese Shin-chan. I was really fat also when I was a kid. I didn't always think now that I
Some of the
up.
Other creepy cartoons were Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, which was, I think, in my opinion, the creepiest show. Because
Ed and Eddie.
Every...
Now that you think of it, those three people were actually stoners who were like,
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
They had a plank as a friend.
Yeah. That's the sort of stuff people do when they get high. So
like, I can just pick this Jeffrey Archer and be like, yo, this is my friend.
But we're only talking cartoons, are we also talking like normal TV shows? You were talking about Recess. I
oh yeah, of course.
Yesterday
of course.
You were talking about Recess and how you thought their title song was full about,
yeah, dude,
totally about drugs.
Have you seen, you remember Recess Schools Out, right? There were these characters, there was this red hat guy, I forgot his name. You should listen to their their intro
title song. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so trippy.
There was this also.
Ye joke sirf ek person ko pasand aayega.
Mere ko bilkul pasand nahi aaya. The worst part is, so like we used to watching really awesome shows. There was a time where Disney Channel was the bomb.
I know, right? Dude, I used to come home and there were like three shows in a row. There was...
Everyone was hooked on to Disney.
Yeah, there was...
That's So Raven, there was Sweet Life and Zack.
Zack and Cody.
There was Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, I love Wizards.
Then, but the worst part is when Indian channels decide to... When Disney India decided to make remakes.
But then, you know, eventually...
No, you can't just replace...
They stopped making English... shows
content
also.
Yeah, their content,
yeah,
their, when you their content changed and
like even today you don't see a Disney Channel show,
you don't even Cartoon Network for that example, for
yeah
that.
Cartoon Network stopped making shows. They had such good shows, dude. Scooby-Doo, oh my god. Scooby-Doo,
Justice League,
hey, you know, even
Beyblade,
this guy was a stoner though.
Shaggy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Of course. Oh, I didn't know it, like now that we've grown up we know it. But yeah, the Indian remakes are terrible, be honest.
I know, right?
Sweet there Life of Karan
and Kabir. My sister watches that.
She,
you remember Oswald?
Octopus.
Yeah. The octopus.
Oh, there was that show Hagemann.
Oh my god, the Taklu guy.
Yeah.
My mom didn't allow me to watch
I see also. Myself as
a There kid were a lot of cartoons banned for me at home.
As a kid, now that I think of it, I really see myself in some of those characters when I was a kid. I was like, yeah, no, Hagemann was genuinely fat, so like, it's
Which, acha, tell me one thing. Oh, which is the first.
Kochikame!
No, I hated it. I never watched it.
What are you saying?
Never watched
it. You didn't like Rikame?
No. But tell me one thing. Tell me one thing. If you can remember the first cartoon you ever saw.
The first cartoon? It has to be Tom and Jerry. There was probably nothing else I ever saw. Tom and Jerry was like my favorite by a mile.
Your first cartoon ever?
Must have been Tom and Jerry. I don't have that. My
I exactly like remember my first cartoon I ever watched. I remember there was this channel Hallmark, and I used to watch Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah, there was Richie Rich also.
Yeah, but Clifford the Big Red Dog was one of the cartoons that I used to watch every evening with milk. Oh my god, I still remember. Palo. मतलब हजाम has become पालो
what is हजाम
हजाम बाबो
oh I didn't know that
हजाम has become पालो and पालो became saloon then saloon became salon
salon is the right way to say it. I can't help it if you're such a degenerate
oh you remember I call lasagna lasagna
that's terrible I don't know why I'm
but guys we will be talking about three things that guys will
never try
at a salon
sorry not a parlor number one will be
a hair perm
That's because like guys don't really have unless you're like a one of those weird people who always wants to go out and impress the world with your hairstyle.
But like dude, hair or you're a celeb. Your hair really really soft.
Yeah, dude. But it's something like guys usually don't go to a salon and tell the guy that get my hair straightened permanently or something unless you have long hair. In which case you might just but like usually when girls go to the salon they tell the guy whoever's doing the hair they tell him bhaiya ye steps mein kaato ye color dalna hai yahan pe aise
ye lift mein kaato
lift mein kaato elevator ye escalator But when a guy enters the salon, we don't... Okay, the average guy doesn't really have any needs for his hair.
Sir, kya karna hai?
Sir, kya karna hai? Kaat do? Kaat do?
The side se chota, upar thoda lamba rakho.
And that's that's the new thing.
That's the only thing you do.
Side se chota aur upar se lamba because is footballer ne aisa kiya hai. या फिर इस सेलेब ने ऐसा किया है तो मेरे को भी वैसा ही दिखना है व्हेन गजनी ओ या व्हेन आमिर खान हैड डन द हेयर स्टाइल फॉर गजनी दैट वाज द रेज
आई नो राइट
एवरीवन वांटेड टू कट इन द हेयर दैट वे
इवन दिस गाय इन फॉर दैट केस हनी सिंह
या द आई या ध्रुव
Dhruv did it.
Dhruv
is Rushil's cousin, by the way.
He did that so that everyone could do yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
That's terrible.
The second thing that guys will never even ask for at a salon is a pedicure
because
guys never ask for a pedicure even though pedicures are very nice I've tried them
because guys will look at there are guys who like look at a girl from head to toe literally from head to toe and when I mean toe I mean they pass by the ankle the foot then the toe
honestly you need one
are your face then your face looks
like...
so but Girls don't. Girls, I mean, I don't think girls look at a guy's feet and they're like, yeah, his feet are so pretty, I'm going to go for him. That's why guys never really ask for pedicure.
Dude, but it's really nice, I'm telling
and
you.
And you know what?
You should try that fish thing.
I bet you that there will be guys who bite their toenails off, you know?
Ew!
100%.
Ew, dude. Ew.
But yes, the fish thing, right? I was in our city, they had it on the
Yeah, they had
floor,
it in our city.
In which these... these minuscule fish they come and they eat the dead skin off your feet and it's supposed to be extremely rejuvenating
actually you know what you shouldn't do it
I will oh. Are you like
so fish won't eat you
no the fish ko mast lekar tel mein fry
kar ab thoda chaat masala dal
then
you'll eat the fish
so that is why guys really never ask for pedicures because
and the third thing that guys will never ask for at a salon
He's getting the
eyebrows done.
Because again, I don't know what the thing with eyebrows is. How do you look at someone's eyebrows and say, oh my god, such lovely eyebrows?
So guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Thazby and Jazz podcast. Tell us what you liked, tell us what you didn't like.
And keep listening in, guys. We will be coming up with a lot more content again over the next few weeks. Big things are happening, and we hope that you all will be a big part of what's happening with us.
You can listen to us on Audio Boom, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you like. We have an RSS everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just search for the Thazby and Jazz podcast and we'll be there.
Rate, like, comment, leave in your suggestions, opinions. We're open to any sort of advice you would have for us, only so that we can make our podcast bigger and better every week.
You can follow us on Instagram. I am at Scrambled Jazz and Rushil is at Rushil_Malik.
M-U-L-L-I-C-K.
Alright guys, see you later.
Okay, bye!